mind itself. From the very first moment that light pierced the darkness and chaos became the ordered expression of infinite wisdom and unmatched creativity, God, the master architect of the universe, filled his handiwork with wonder. In the words of the Creator, "Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder." He would not be content with the ordinary, and he would not be satisfied with the mundane, when an all-knowing, all-loving Father set out to rescue and redeem his fallen people. He infused his plan with wonder. God himself would take on flesh and blood, and all who witnessed this improbable scenario were themselves filled with wonder. This event, long foretold by prophets and eagerly awaited by God's faithful, began to unfold after 400 years of heaven's silence. Right before their very eyes, God invaded the earth. This, in response to their cries for deliverance and in answer to their longing for a Messiah. And suddenly, all who had eyes to see could behold the wonder of his promised arrival.
Thank you.
occasions can only be marked by the spectacular, the miraculous, the supernatural. And this is how God chose to announce the birth of His Son, the dawn of redeeming grace, the advent of the day of salvation. Picture it, unsuspecting shepherds on a quiet hillside. Without warning, the sky is ablaze with the glory of heaven itself. First, one radiant angelic being, followed by countless others, all trumpeting the arrival of the Savior of the world. It was the wonder of His proclaimed appearance. Confirm the incredible news that indeed a Savior had been born to them. and seeing for themselves the wonder of God incarnate, they fell in worship. Later, a group of honest seekers made the unlikely trek from their eastern homeland to the place where the infant Messiah, the wonder of all wonders, now lay. Whether driven by intellectual curiosity or the irresistible allure of a phenomenal star, they came searching for the King of the Jews. Overjoyed at their finding, yet overwhelmed by their encounter, they too fell in worship. It was for them the wonder of his presence among us. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him, so that in everything he might have his supremacy. We know him by many names: Redeemer, Savior, Deliverer, the Christ, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. And yes, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The people of God celebrate the wonder of his preeminent authority.
Thank you.
his promised arrival, the wonder of his proclaimed appearance, the wonder of his presence among us, the wonder of his preeminent authority. Celebrate the wonder of the incarnate deity, the wonder of Emmanuel, God with us. Celebrate the wonder.